Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's get you caught up on the big headlines. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Last night, the House passed the Fiscal Responsibility Act, and it's heading to the Senate. But there are senators on both sides who aren't fans of the deal.
There are several senators who say they do not like what was in this deal. They either feel like it doesn't do enough to cut spending. They feel like it doesn't maybe give enough funding to defense spending. That's where Lindsey Graham is. And then there's Bernie Sanders, who doesn't like some of the concessions that the White House gave away.
Will the Senate send the deal to President Biden?
Yeah, I think eventually they will. I think this is going to be something that there will be some amendments proposed. They're going to have some wrangling, but I think they're going to get very, very close. And any changes that might need to happen will be something that will happen. They're pushing up against June 5th. We'll know in very short order. If they vote on some kind of extension, we'll know that they're not close. But I think they're very close.
The Federal Trade Commission is making allegations against Amazon involving major privacy concerns.
Amazon illegally collected voice data from adults and children, according to a civil complaint filed in federal court by the Justice Department on behalf of the Federal Trade Commission. Recordings were being retained indefinitely, according to the FTC.
Does this make you think twice about using Amazon Alexa?
No, it doesn't. You know, I guess I don't take it seriously enough. I know this is going to sound very horrible. I don't take it that seriously, and maybe I should. Maybe I should take it a lot more seriously. I mean, I curse at Alexa, so that's what I do. I curse at Alexa, and you'd be surprised at how she responds, because it's always a polite response, and she doesn't like it, then she's going to tell you she doesn't like it. Don't talk to me that way. It's weird what she knows. But, you know, that's, again, I don't take it that seriously. I curse at Alexa in my house. That's how I entertain myself. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20 to catch you up on the headlines.
Retail theft is becoming more widespread and violent, and Americans are starting to pay for it.
The Department of Homeland Security says the perps include violent gangs, criminals with ties to international crime syndicates, and even terrorism, calling the wave of organized retail crime an absolute threat to public safety and public health, with these thefts costing the average American family about $500 per year.
What led to this major rise in organized retail theft?
There's a couple of things I think that have happened. I think when we saw that law enforcement in major cities were not enforcing laws in the interest of this defund the police movement and the zone and the Chad and the Chaz, and we allowed these kinds of things to fester, other criminals decided they were going to try it too. They also saw the strength in numbers that were happening when they were looting places, that many people weren't getting caught. You couple that with bad policy that says we're going to give you no bail, so you're going to come into the jail system, we're going to give you a court date, but we're not going to charge you any money, and you're going to be back out on the street. There's not a signal being sent to people that this behavior won't be tolerated. It's not until people realize they're going to pay a heavy price. There's some that are just going to be criminals no matter what. Others will change their mind. That's what we should be doing.
Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Horn joined you and said that the estimated cost of the ESA program would not bankrupt Arizona.
We're required to give an estimate of the cost of educating students in the ESA, but it doesn't provide for us to also to put in how much money we save. By and large, if they're in the public schools or the charter schools, it'll cost us 10% more. If they're educated in the ESAs, it'll cost 10% less.
Will this information affect the way people view the cost of the ESA program?
No, I don't think so at all. People are kind of dug in right now. We know this program, as far as the expansion of it, is very new. What people are going to want to see is results. If we start seeing students perform better, if the kids that have left are performing better and the kids that remain start to perform better, people are going to see balance in a system, and they're going to agree that people have a right. If your child in a structured, just an average school environment thrives, that's terrific. If your child needs a different environment, you should have that option too. I think they'll deem that a success, but I don't think that statistic is going to sway people one way or the other. They're going to want to see other results. Great job, Julia, as always. We'll do it again tomorrow to wrap up the week. We do it at 11:20. I think I like this ESA program because it gives families options. And this is the part of it that this is where our political world is weird. The teachers unions, and I'm going to state this as I do each time in case you're new. I love teachers. I think education is the biggest responsibility as a community. As a community, we give to our children is an education. But I hate the politics of education. I hate it. And so we know that the teacher organizations, AEA, AEU, whatever you want to call them, they are severely left. They are way left. I'm not calling it good or bad. It's an observation. They are very far to the left. They collect dues. They donate and lobby for those left-wing causes. Those are the people they support. That's the direction that they always go. And that's where they are. Except what's interesting is the left claims to be the champions for the working class and the poor among us. That's who is going to benefit from these ESA programs. Families that no matter how talented your children are would never be able to go somewhere else if they're not thriving in the situation they're in. When I was in a very fortunate position, when my youngest was struggling a little bit in school, we had options. We put her in this school, we put her in that school, we did this, we did that, till we found the right situation for her. We had the flexibility to do that. I grew up in an environment where we didn't have that kind of flexibility when I was a child. My mom couldn't do that. So this is helping those families, give flexibilities to families to make sure your child, as individual as your children are from each other in your own home, how those children individually can thrive in the educational environment. That's what it's all about in the end.